just like a family. The Big Show with PT. 3BA 102.3.
Take two. Dr. Carl Kruzel, Nicky. Good morning to you, Dr. Carl.
Good morning, Dr. Paul. And things sound lovely.
That's great. We've changed up the phone line and it seems to be working all right at your end now, does it?
Yes, indeedy. Look, thank you for having me on today.
Oh, look, that is a pleasure, Dr. Carl. Surfing safari through science. Science is your passion, and I'm guessing during COVID you had plenty of time to research this one, Carl.
Well, there was lots of time to read, and I could stay at home, which made it nice. And I'm kind of okay because I've still got a salary from the university, at least this year. I don't know about my contract, but I feel sorry for all the people who work in the so-called gig economy and who are not being supported, and especially the people in the arts. The arts accounts for about 9% of Australia's GDP, and they're just being thrown on a scrap heap and not getting JobKeeper. But on the other hand, natural gas accounts not for 20% or 2%, but 0.2%, and they're getting all of the support. And I reckon just share the love a bit for the arts people.
It would be nice to see some love being shared around the arts people, wouldn't it? A couple of things I noticed straight off the bat about your new book, Dr. Carl. It's as colourful as your character, for a start.
Well, it's kind.
And it's got pop-up holograms, and immediately the thing that came into my mind was R2-D2 with Princess Leia sitting there sending that message in Star Wars.
That's right, except I've got a better message than help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi, you are my only salvation. So they're all the way through the book, including the front cover, and so there's a story about how dead fish can swim. That's right, fish can swim even after they're dead, and so can whales. The whalers of the last century would talk about how a whale, once that they'd killed it, could keep on swimming, providing there was an oncoming sea, for days at a speed of up to one knot. And so I talk about that, and then if you download the modestly named Dr. Carl app and aim your phone at the book and story about dead fish swimming, you'll see me popping up telling you about it, and then at my feet there are some buttons, and you press on the buttons and, oh my God, there is a movie of a fish that's been dead for a couple of days still swimming vigorously in the water.
Now, that's the only thing about this book that I've not done yet. I haven't grabbed the app and done the pop-up holograms. But, boy, as per usual, Dr. Carl, it's full of interesting and weird and wonderful stories. You know, we're talking there's a bit of COVID in there and viruses in particular. And one question that you are able to answer, how far would the Earth's viruses reach if you laid them end to end?
About 250 million light years. In other words, you go to the nearest galaxy, which is about 2 light years away, and then multiply that by 100 and a bit, and that's how far they would reach. There are lots of viruses all over the place, and mostly they don't care about us and we don't care about them. But with regard to the coronavirus, it turns out that it's killed by contact with copper after only 4 hours. So I expect we'll see a change worldwide where we'll shift over from using stainless steel for touch surfaces to copper, like on handrails and push plates on elevators and doors and even on tap handles in bathrooms. The copper will kill the virus by itself, and you don't have to do anything fancy like add electricity or water. Just boring old metal copper will kill the virus within 4 hours.
That is, how long's that been a known fact, Dr. Carl?
It goes back thousands of years. With regard to the copper with the coronavirus, we've known about it from the beginning, but what we've got to do is slowly change our infrastructure. Thousands of years ago, the Phoenicians, these ocean-going people would, in the Mediterranean, would sharpen their swords made of bronze, which is very high in copper, and save the grinding shavings, you know, the powder. And if they got in a cut in a battle at sea, they would put the metal shavings into the wound, and it would act like an antimicrobial. It would kill the bacteria and the viruses.
Very, very interesting. As all of your deductions are in the wonderful world of science, I might add. Now, everyone's had their breakfast, Dr. Carl, so I think we can talk about this particular subject without anyone having a little throw-up in the back of their throat. You talk about, in the book, the disappearing anus. What is this all about, please? Because my newsreader, Brett, is very interested to know.
Well, first obviously, we still don't understand from an evolutionary point of view how the anus developed. Secondly, there is a truly ancient creature going back hundreds of millions of years, a jellyfish, which every time it needs to have a poo will grow an anus and then afterwards just make it vanish again. And this happens once every 10 minutes when it's a baby, up to once every hour when it's an adult. And then there's a scorpion in South America that can, unfortunately, due to bad evolution, lose its anus. I mean, you can think it's bad enough you're losing your smartphone, but losing your anus, I mean, wow. And what happened was that evolution made a mistake. Instead of putting the anus between the back legs, it put it at the end of the tail. And if it loses the tail, then
all over
starts building up, and it can still, however, survive for several months and even have babies. But sometimes the pressure just builds up and it just pops out, I'm sorry to say.
Anyone working on this for humans?
Well, there was a case when I was a medical student where my boss told me that he knew of a man in England, and he was involved, who had not had a poo for 9 months. And that is still the unofficial world record for absolute constipation, quietly held among the gastroenterologists.
Dr. Carl, it's amazing the things that you come up with to impart to the general public on a scientific nature, and there are those and many, many other stories, including, if you get the Dr. Carl app, the pop-up holograms. I'm so looking forward to seeing those, Dr. Carl. Hey, where's this book available, Surfing Safari Through Science?
Well, you can go to Booktopia and also through all bookshops near you, good bookshops, although they're vanishing slowly, but hopefully this will bring them back again.
Well, that'd be lovely, wouldn't it? ABC bookshops and Collins booksellers, there's a whole host of them here in Ballarat, so we're going all right, Dr. Carl.
Well, you are lucky. In August this year, the number of new infections in Victoria was 500, and in the United Kingdom, it was 700. At the end of October, the number of new infections in Victoria was zero, but the United Kingdom was 20,000 a day.
Wow.
Very, very lucky to have navigated through down to zero new infections. I mean, that's so much better than 20,000 a day.
Absolutely. Hey, and before I let you go, Dr. Carl, I want to thank you very much because you've offered up your services to us here on the Big Show at 3BA, haven't you?
Very happy to answer any weird science. So there was something about we, the Americans, managed to get a sample of some rocks from the asteroid called Bennu, 500 metres in diameter, half a kilometre. And when they went looking with their infrared beams, they discovered that there had been water on the surface in the past, but it's much too small at 500 metres to have water on it. So obviously it got thrown off in some sort of cataclysmic collision from a much bigger body way in the past that had water on it. Now the question is, what was this body? Was this body the Earth, or was it another place? And will we find relics of life mixed in there with the calcium carbonate, which forms only when you get water? Oh my God, it'll be landing in the Utah desert in 2023, and I'm hanging out to see what they discover.
Well, Dr. Carl, I'm hanging out for it now too, and I reckon we should catch up once a month on the show. How would that sound to you?
Sounds like heaven on a stick.
Dr. Carl and the brand new book, Surfing Safari Through Science. Always a pleasure, and you take care, and we'll talk very soon.
Thank you very much, Dr.